RK101 could add or to pre-errata. What we spoke about in episode 38. I try to convey this, that even when you look at how life is going on here and this remote part of the bigger cosmos called Earth, where, well, where we do and may find the lower modes of nature. I mean, yeah, sometimes we behave very bad, we people, we humans, and but sometimes, as I kind of reflected, we are nice too, and that can remind us of who we actually are, that we are actually nice people. So then I'm thinking of the pastimes of Krishna, how the whole existence is an expansion of the pastimes of Krishna. And even though we wouldn't call our weird adventures here the pastimes of Krishna, rather our own imitations of those, well, in a way, this is also included in the pastimes of Krishna, because included in them is, of course, we, but also our freedom and ability to be as creative as Krishna, to just fulfill all our dreams. And that's where we are now. But then at one point we find ourselves lost in some shadow world that we call Maya. But still, as soon as we realize that, yep, here I am in Maya, this is a dream, then, well, first of all, our fear disappears. Just as when you are in a nightmare but suddenly remember you're only dreaming. But also, you can see from what's going on here in this world, the love we find, the fun we find, the fun-seeking living people running around here. Although in a virtual game or something, or in a collective dream, and that's why I think virtual game is better, because it is collective often. Allegory, metaphor. So we do know that this is a reflection of reality, which means that all that we see here is there in the real world, whatever you want to call spiritual world, Vaikuntha, Vrindavan, Goloka. I don't say heaven, because even in the Puranic tradition, then heaven is considered just on the way there. So, but kingdom of God, okay. So that's something that can keep us, our mood up here, things like that.